This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The pandemic has rearranged so many parts of this economy, including bicycles. There is a shortage, and it is global. It's expected to go on for months, and it says a lot about how many of us are coping with pandemic reality, and also says a lot about supply chains as well. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishore.
If you have been to a bike store recently, you've probably seen some disappointed people.
I'm here at the bike shop looking for a bike, but it doesn't look like I'm finding one.
Jonathan Bermudez is at Al Cycle Solutions in Hell's Kitchen, Manhattan. This is the third bike shop he's been to today.
Yeah, everywhere I looked, they didn't have what I needed. So I'm feeling a little frustrated.
Also frustrated, Alan Guillerme, the owner of Al Cycle Solutions.
I don't have any more bikes, period. I mean, you can see all my racks are empty. Problem is, I don't have enough supply to make any money right now.
Bike theft is up 18% higher year-to-date in New York. Theft of bikes worth $1,000 or more is up 53%, which, of course, in turn fuels more demand. The shortage is international and got started in January when coronavirus shut down factories in East Asia, the center of the bike industry's supply chain. Eric Bjorling is director of brand at Trek Bicycles, a U.S. bike manufacturer.
When those countries shut down and those factories shut down, there were just no bikes being made industry-wide. Those are the bikes that are supposed to arrive in April, May, June, July.
And while a supply shortage was brewing, demand was about to explode. It started when everyone was stuck at home with their kids and decided to get them bikes.
March, April, May, the first bikes that are going are all kids' bikes.
Then the adults got bored.
Then you had your sort of entry-level hybrids and mountain bikes. Now, those are bikes that are used for family bike rides on light trails and paths.
And you had your commuters who didn't want to be stuck in buses or subway cars.
As public transit was viewed in a different light, so was the bicycle. And we saw an explosion of commuters.
So why then couldn't bike factories just make more bikes?
The industry wasn't running with lots of spare capacity to start with.
Chris Rogers is the supply chain analyst at S&P Global Market Intelligence.
What the industry doesn't want to do is to double its capacity to meet the increased demand, and then we turn around in the winter or next year when everyone's got a bike and suddenly you're left with a factory that's too big and machinery or staff that aren't being used anymore.
Rogers says the bike industry's troubles are emblematic of a lot of industries right now, trying to tame wild fluctuations in supply and demand. But as far as bikes go, he says they're coming, they're just coming late. The next flush of entry-level bikes and parts will probably get here September or October. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.